Todd Gisellius. I'm the Vice President of Agriculture for Southern Minnesota Beet Sugar Cooperative.
Todd, how far along is the beet harvest in your part of Minnesota?
So at our cooperative, we started about 10 days ago with our pre-pile activities, where you know we only harvest as many beets as the factory can slice every day with a little bit of cushion. So we're only about 5 or 6% completed with our harvest, so quite a long ways to go yet.
How are the conditions the first week or so in?
You know, it started out really good. We were actually delayed for about 3 days because of rain right when we started, and then we had a nice run last week, and then we got a bunch of rain yesterday, and so it's been a little of a challenge here the last couple of days, but so far we're managing to hang in there.
What are the early returns on this beet crop?
You know, it's a little difficult to say where we're going to end up right now. I know a lot of the guys like to take some of the poorer fields early, so because a lot of times those beets aren't as storable, so they get them out of the way and we don't have to store them long term. So it's a little tough to say just yet, but we've been anticipating, based on our root samples, about a 24.5-ton crop, which would be definitely a little smaller than we're used to having in the last few years.
And Todd, while I've got you on the phone, you know, I've talked to the corn growers, soybean growers, the Pork Producers Association, all of these different groups about the impact of these trade disputes, specifically China. And I don't know how much of the export business impacts what you do, but in general with sugar beet production, I mean, I'm sure you're paying attention to what's happening with trade, but has there been a tangible impact?
You know, in the sugar beet, in the sugar industry, you know, we're a net importer of sugar in the U.S. We really can't supply enough sugar for our needs in the country. So we're a net importer. So, you know, as far as an export situation, it really hasn't impacted the sugar industry to any great extent, to my knowledge. Although, of course, all of our growers are also corn and soybean growers. And so it's certainly impacting them on other parts of their business.
You bet. Anything else about the harvest that you want to make sure we talk about today?
Nothing in particular. I'll just say, hey, there's a lot of activity going on. So everybody be safe out there. Be looking for those slow-moving equipment on the roads. We don't want to have any accidents during this busy time of year.